You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now it's time to hear from the Green Party's Ricardo Menendez March.
Last week, the government's annual budget announcement for 2025 was made, detailing how government spending should be allocated over the course of the year and the programs that would receive additional funding. While an array of programs are set to receive funding increases, critics have alluded to funding gaps in a number of areas, such as environmental conservation, Māori development, and housing, all of which have received some funding boosts while simultaneously seeing cuts in a number of key initiatives. For our weekly catch-up with the Green Party, I spoke to MP Ricardo Menendez March about the party's take on the Budget 2025 announcement. To begin, what are the implications of Budget 2025 for environmental protection and conservation?
When you have initiatives that don't receive new additional funding, effectively what we see is a real cut because we've got to factor in inflation. All this shows is that we've got a government that is far more interested in giving tax breaks to the fossil fuel industry while at the same time literally underfunding and cutting resourcing to environmental protection, which actually sustains our economy. And it's just incredibly irresponsible short-term thinking from the government.
Can you tell us about how the budget announcement will affect New Zealand's efforts to meet our emissions reduction goals and climate targets?
So we know that the government isn't investing enough on, for example, adequate public transport, not even good enough on rail, and to support farmers to transition away from more intensive methods of farming. The impacts are twofold. One of them is people locally will pay the price, as we'll see the degradation of our natural environment, which is what sustains the economy and tourism. The other part is we could be liable for a really, really, really high price to make up for the fact that we haven't committed to our international targets, and that means the New Zealand government will have to fork out potentially billions of dollars and having to make up for it in cost, you know, as we've agreed to with other countries in terms of meeting those targets.
What do you make of the $200 million investment announced to support co-investment in new gas fields?
This is a climate denialist government. I mean, we could be investing in other parts of our economy that create a more jobs that actually do help diversify our economy, as opposed to areas of the economy that are from the last century. It's deeply irresponsible from the government, and it doesn't even create as many local gains. Most of the profits will end up being taken offshore, and this is basically New Zealand First and National selling us to the highest offshore bidder.
The budget also scrapped a targeted $56 million fund for decarbonizing public transport. What's your opinion on that?
Again, I mean, not only are they making our public transport of poor quality, they're not investing in us having, you know, a modern 21st century rail system, having interconnected public transport networks, as many other countries in the world already do or are investing towards. And all this means is that when, you know, New Zealanders look at what our country could look like in 50 years, they'll be seeing basically a backward-looking country that the only way you can get around the cities and between towns is by car, as opposed to many countries that are investing in things like rail to connect our towns and our cities and our economies.
Is the additional funding to the Department of Conservation sufficient enough for environmental protection?
No, and you've got to put it in the context of a government that literally just before the budget legalized the killing of kiwis as part of the developments. And so this is signaling that the government is very happy for our native species to undergo extinction for a few short-term gains in the fossil fuel industry that isn't even where the future of our economy should lie.
And about 2 weeks before the budget announcement, the Greens unveiled their own Green Budget 2025 plan. Can you tell us about how this would address the gaps in spending for conservation and the environment?
What our green budget shows is that we can adequately resource the agencies that help support our environment while also creating jobs. Like the Green Jobs for Nature initiative was a great initiative to actually support people into jobs that could meet their skills and aspirations. It shows that we can have an economy that can protect our environment, create good quality paying jobs, and that doesn't just give handouts to the big corporates and instead addresses issues like child poverty.
All right, moving on to the next aspect of the budget that I'd like to cover with you. The government announced over $700 million in funding for Māori-focused initiatives like new funding for Māori wardens and kaupapa Māori classrooms, but at the expense of cuts to other initiatives like the Māori Development Fund and other aspects of Māori education. My next question is, what are the implications of Budget 2025 for Māori and the government's te tiriti obligations?
And again, we've got to put it in the context of the regulatory standards bill going through, right? So the government is both basically moving with a set of values that trample over to Tiriti, while at the same time, for example, celebrating increased funding for the Māori wardens, which, like, yay, go our Māori wardens, who do incredible work and they deserve the world. But the amount that they've chosen to give to them is a drop in the bucket compared to, for example, what is going into building mega prisons. So this is a government that is just simply not serious around addressing inequities that Māori face within health, within our prison system, within, you know, economic inequality, and is actually quite happy to literally drive those inequities to become bigger by not addressing child poverty and not building enough public housing or funding targeted initiatives.
What impacts will cuts to the Māori Development Fund and Māori housing initiatives like Whai Kāinga, Whai Oranga have on Māori outcomes?
Well, we know already that Māori are disproportionately represented in the public housing waiting list through no fault of their own. It's an impact of colonization and dispossession of Māori throughout a couple of centuries now. What we are now seeing is a government turning their backs towards the very solutions that are by Māori, for Māori, and on top of that, also under-resourced in Kāinga Ora, which could have been one of the other pathways for many Māori to access safe, secure housing.
What do you make of the government increasing funding for classrooms and teaching spaces in Māori medium schools while simultaneously slashing programs like Kahui Ako and disestablishing the Whare Kura Expert Teachers Initiative?
Well, the government is taking money from initiatives that are worthwhile and are, you know, by Māori for Māori to then give to others. Well, there is enough resources in the country to ensure that initiatives that address inequities that Māori face are adequately resourced. We don't have to play this game of austerity that the government has chosen to impose on us. It's unacceptable we're seeing cuts to some Māori initiatives, while, for example, the fossil fuel industry and other offshore greedy corporates get given tax breaks at the expense of initiatives and communities that actually deserve far more support.
And can you tell us about how the Greens would address funding gaps for Māori in their own Green Budget 2025 plan?
Yeah, so for example, even if you take issues like health, right, we've not only committed to reversing the cuts that the government has put in place, but we're committed to ensuring that we can adequately invest on Māori suicide prevention initiatives, for example, having free GP services that are publicly owned delivered first, where there's the biggest health inequities that Māori face. And all of these things will actually ensure that we are addressing the health inequities and broader inequities that Māori have faced as a result of the Crown's failure to honour Te Tiriti.
All right, moving on to the last aspect of the budget that I'd like to cover. The government announced $128 million in funding over the next 4 years to cover the development of 550 new houses in Auckland. However, this also comes off the back of cuts to social and transitional housing and other housing-related initiatives. My next question is, what implications does the recent budget announcement have for social housing in Aotearoa?
Public housing is one of the few ways that we can guarantee that people have affordable rental. People living in public housing, you know, in theory, don't have to pay more than 25% of their income on rent. That's a dream for most tenants. When you under-resource public housing, what you end up seeing is greedy property investors taking over, driving up market rents, and, you know, increased supply of private housing does not deliver the same benefits at the scale that we need, like delivering public housing at scale. Public housing should have been the solution to the housing crisis, and instead the government has chosen to give billions to landlords when we could have actually been seeing the building of affordable public housing instead.
Additionally, with the government recently announcing eligibility changes for 18 and 19-year-olds looking to get on the benefit, what impact do you think the recent budget announcement will have for rangatahi in need of emergency housing?
Well, it's very obvious that the government is quite happy to punch down on those who need support the most instead of focusing on meeting their child poverty targets, which they're not on track to meet. And in fact, child poverty could get worse under the watch as a result of that. Nicola Willis is far more interested in creating an imaginary teenager in her head rather than getting out from the four walls that she resides in Parliament and meeting young people who are actually facing the reality of not seeing enough jobs out there to match the number of people that are unemployed. Young people right now deserve opportunities, support, and economic inequities being addressed rather than a finance minister punching down on them and completely creating characters in her head.
Amidst the budget announcement, the government announced a new flexible fund, which would replace previous housing programs like the Affordable Housing Fund. What impact do you think that this will have on housing and outcomes?
Well, I mean, this is taking away funding from By Māori for Māori initiatives, right? And and then putting it in a sort of general pool, which means that there is no certainty that those initiatives will go into addressing the biggest inequities that Maori face. But actually, like, it also needs to be put into the context of less public housing being built. This is a government that is quite happy to pour fuel into the housing crisis fire, and people deserve better than a government turning their backs on solutions that could have delivered affordable rents and good quality housing.
And lastly, how would the Greens address funding gaps for social housing in their own budget?
Yeah, so in our budget, we've got a fully costed plan that would have allowed us to build public housing at scale. And it needs to be said that this is quite different from the previous government trying to build private housing at a bigger scale through KiwiBuild. We think that we have the means to actually deliver far more of the housing ourselves as New Zealanders if we invest on things like a ministry of green works. And I'm really proud of the fact that we've got a comprehensive plan to actually clear the public housing waiting list in a few years, as opposed to what the government is doing, which is leaving more people on the streets, on unaffordable rentals, and in emergency housing as a result of the lack of investment into public housing.
And that was the Green Party's Ricardo Menendez-March talking to us about the recent Budget 2025 announcement.
That was the Green Party's Ricardo Menendez-March.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.